AP News. Good morning, I'm Ed Donahue. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is back in the Middle East. He's hoping to work out a ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas. It also comes after a dramatic rescue of four Israeli hostages. Alamog Meir John was rescued. Orit Meir is his mother.
I haven't stopped smiling since my Alamog was returned to me. All I can do now is to hug him. And last night, I had my first full night's sleep in 8 months.
Secretary of State Blinken once again called on Hamas to accept the ceasefire plan.
If we get the ceasefire, it also opens the path to more durable security, calm, peace in Gaza.
He says it has wide international support and has been accepted by Israel. An AP analysis of Gaza Health Ministry data shows the proportion of Palestinian women and children being killed in the Israeli-Hamas war appears to have declined sharply. It coincides with Israel's changing battlefield tactics and contradicts the ministry's own public statements. The UN Migration Agency says the number of internally displaced people in Sudan has reached more than 10 million. The defense has rested its case in the federal gun trial of Hunter Biden in Delaware. President Biden's son is accused of lying on a mandatory gun purchase form by saying he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. A rodeo bull hopped a fence surrounding an Oregon arena. The bull ran through a concession area into a parking lot, injuring at least 3 people before wranglers caught up with it. The bull lifted one person off the ground, spun them end over end, and bounced them off its horns. This is AP News.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is Markets in a Minute. Stocks are mixed in early trading on Wall Street ahead of a week that will bring several reports on inflation and the Federal Reserve's latest meeting on interest rates. The S&P 500 fell 0.1% in the first hour of trading Monday. The benchmark index is still close to the record high it set last week. The Dow edged up 29 points. That's about 0.1%. The Nasdaq Composite was 0.2% lower. European stocks fell after ruling parties in France and Germany suffered setbacks in elections over the weekend. French President Emmanuel Macron dissolved that country's National Assembly. Huntington Bank shares fell almost 6% after the bank cut its forecast for a key profit measure this year. Treasury yields were relatively steady in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury note edged up to 4.46%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Apple's annual Worldwide Developers Conference is expected to herald the company's move into generative artificial intelligence. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Did you know you can save up to 70% on the best brands just by shopping at FromRebel.com? We're talking about strollers, car seats, high chairs, espresso machines, cookware, everything you need for way less. Here's how it works. Every single day, Rebel drops thousands of new products on the site for up to 70% off. It is a constant stream of endless deals from top brands like Upa Baby, Nuna, Baby Bjorn, Breville, Nespresso, KitchenAid, Le Creuset, and more. But you have to act fast because every deal is one of a kind. So if you see something you love, make sure you add to cart fast. So stop paying full price when you don't have to. Whether it's baby gear, kitchen upgrades, or a treasure for your home you didn't know you needed, Rebel has it for way less, up to 70% less. Shop from Rebel.com and save big.